local UFCW 3000. We are the Union. The Union is us. And welcome to our local UFCW 3000 podcast.
In November 2023, on Black Friday, and then again in January, starting on MLK Day 2024, Macy's workers with UFCW 3000 went on an unfair labor practice strike. After 12 days of striking and a call for a boycott of Macy's stores, UFCW 3000 members reached an agreement with Macy's and ratified a new contract at the end of January, addressing many of the members' top concerns. The recordings, interviews, and information on today's podcast are from conversations before, during, and just after those strikes.
Hi, my name is Stacy Poore, and I work at the Alderwood Macy's, and I've been here 34 consecutive years, plus eight another time. And Macy's needs to give us a livable wage, good health care, and good conditions in the store. In my department, we used to have six full-time people. Now you're lucky if you're by yourself, and if you get help, and conditions need to be better, and wages, health care, and staffing. I mean, there's always theft. You don't know what people are going to do. Some customers can be mean and say it's all your fault. So that needs to improve as well. We're going to be on strike at Alderwood, South Center, and Bellingham Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So please don't cross our picket line and shop elsewhere. And tell that CEO to give us a livable wage and benefits that we would accept. Have him live off our wages. He wouldn't last too long.
That was UFCW 3000 member Stacy last November before the big Black Friday holiday shopping weekend when our local Macy's workers went out on an unfair labor practice strike. I was able to visit the strike line and talk to striking workers about why they voted overwhelmingly to approve the strike authorization and hear about the top issues at the bargaining table. In January, after Macy's still didn't show up to negotiations with a fair offer and continued committing unfair labor practices, workers at the Alderwood store went back out, this time on an open-ended unfair labor practice strike. They said they were willing to strike for as long as it took, and after 9 days, workers reached a tentative agreement with Macy's and ratified a new contract. That new contract included the highest ratification bonus of any Macy's contract in the country this contract cycle, and protection from Macy's harshest takeaways. Workers were able to protect the important MLK Day paid holiday for current employees, which Macy's had threatened to take away with no replacement before. Workers were able to protect and actually improve a wage structure that guarantees workers stay above minimum wage even as it's rising quickly to keep up with inflation. And a top issue for workers was safety. After a bargaining team member and shop steward Lisa was put on leave after calling 911 over a shoplifting incident, the new contract includes agreement over workers' right to bring up safety issues or call for help without fear of discipline or retaliation. As you'll hear from the worker interviews myself and colleagues did for this episode, that was a huge issue for everyone. I also had a conversation with my friend Christina. As a fellow healthcare worker who is interested in the rights and contract wins of our fellow UFCW 3000 members in retail workplaces. One final thing before we get back to hearing from our Macy's workers is that this was a multilingual campaign. So later on in the podcast, you'll hear from workers and union leaders in Spanish, hoping to help get the word out to as many people as possible about what it was like to walk the line for fairness and hold a big corporate employer like Macy's accountable.
Well, first of all, it's all about the wages. It's my main thing. Safety too, because I work by the mall entrance. People are coming in stealing. You never know what's coming in that door anymore. And I understand they have to protect their assets, but we're part of their assets too. If it wasn't for us, you wouldn't have customers in here. You wouldn't be making $11 million a year, CEO Jeff Gannett. You wouldn't be able to spend $6 million on fireworks in New York City or have Cher in your Thanksgiving Day parade. We're the reason why you have all that stuff. So come on, give us a living wage so we can, you know, keep it up. We enjoy our jobs. I've been here almost 16 years. I'm loyal. Why can't you be loyal to me and give me a little more money?
My name is Madison Reese.
Karina Romero.
And I work at Macy's. I've been working at Macy's for around 7 years. We want more healthcare. I don't have healthcare through Macy's because I can't afford it. It's outrageously priced. We also don't feel safe at work. We work in the fragrances department. There's a lot of theft. We have been physically shoved by thieves, and Macy's is doing nothing to improve how safe we feel at work. And so that's why we are striking for a fair contract.
Yes, and to add to that, we are also striking for better wages. Recently, we've hired a ton of holiday hires, finding out that they are coming in at the same wage as an employee who's been here for 5 years, as an employee who's been here for 7 years. So we don't think that's fair that they're coming in at the same wage as somebody who has been dedicated their life to Macy's, you know, spending their time here. So we feel like we deserve a better wage increase. We've been here, we dedicate our lives to Macy's to help them get, you know, their goals and their yachts and everything.
Right.
So better wages is something that definitely we're going to negotiate and talk about with the strike.
I'm training someone making the exact same wage with me. I've been here for 7 years. So
this is our first retail episode, which I think is pretty exciting because we do cover over 4,300 retail workers. And those retail locations include Macy's, Fred Meyer, Rite Aid, and Bartell Drugs. This episode is going to be focused on our Macy's locations. And you guys are going to hear a difference in the quality of the audio recording. We did a lot of live recording out in the field, and that's going to sound very different from the recording that you're going to hear from today with Christina and I at my house. Christina is here with me today.
Hello.
And we're going to talk about Macy's.
Let's talk about
Macy's. And all the fun happenings. The contract that we had with Macy's expired February 17th of 2023. And this is the longest contract negotiation that we have had with them.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, in the past, or at least the previous five cycles of contracts, they've gone into negotiations maybe 3 to 5 months past expiration date, but not for this long. I mean, we're coming up on almost a year now.
That's really crazy. So what are we like looking at? What's the holdup? I mean, that sounds really insensitive. I'm really sorry. Retail is such a foreign thing to me because I'm in healthcare. So this is all new to me.
It's also new to me, too. So we're going to learn this together.
Okay.
All right. So basically, what I hear you asking is, what are our workers asking for with this negotiation? Like, what changes are we wanting? So the changes they want is a livable wage scale due to the high cost of living in their locations, safety, and to keep MLK as a given enlisted holiday in their contract, which currently Macy's is trying to take away. Not replace with anything else, just straight up take it away from everybody.
Okay.
My name is AZ Domingo, and I've been a loyal Macy's employee for the past 21 years at the South Center Macy's. And security is one of our top most outstanding issues. We've had several, retail theft is everywhere, and we get that. But we are asking for a clear and concise policy on what to do when there is a security threat, without the fear of retaliation and discipline. At Macy's in Tukwila, we had a customer pass out, and employees were hesitant to call 911. This is for the safety of a customer, because they were afraid of losing their job. That should never be a choice somebody is thinking when it comes to somebody else's health and safety. We had a customer a couple weeks ago walk outside of Macy's and get jumped. And again, it's that fear. What do we do? This should never be a question.
Okay. I've been with Macy's for 19 years, maybe going on 20.
Wow.
And I was terminated, wrongful termination. It took the union fighting for me I finally came back after a year and a half of pain, suffering, and financial difficulty.
Why did they terminate you?
Over a thief that I never touched.
That's terrible.
Yeah. So, and I'm here to support everyone for in this industry for fair pay. Absolutely. We need better security. You don't feel safe. And health care for people that need it. Fair health care.
As you can hear, safety, security, and fair policies around how to deal with safety issues were a big deal for Macy's strikers. So when the bargaining team reached an agreement for Macy's, they made sure it included increased safety protections, including the right for workers to bring up safety issues and not fear retaliation from management. Like she said, no one wants to be wondering if they should be calling for help in a medical emergency or when concerned for their safety. And Macy's behavior around this issue is one of the key unfair labor practices that caused workers to strike for the first time. Workers are excited to get back to work knowing that this is no longer something they should worry about and that their union contract now protects them.
My name's Rhonda, and I worked for Macy's in the 80s and 90s. Was on several bargaining committees, and we almost went on strike in 97, and we should have. I came out to support these workers because conditions have deteriorated worse than ever, and inflation has skyrocketed. They don't get decent hours. They don't get decent pay, benefit, or staffing, and everybody deserves that when they work hard. So, I'm out here supporting the workers.
One of the coolest things about the strike lines is the way the community shows up for striking workers. Former Macy's workers, shoppers, neighbors, and a ton of other union members and staff came to support Macy's workers both times that they were on strike. On Black Friday, a huge crowd gathered for the Macy's Striking Worker Parade, a play on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York the day before. Solidarity like this is part of what union life and labor movement are all about. Let's talk about cost of living. So the Macy's locations that our contract is covering, South Center Mall in Tukwila, mm-hmm. Alderwood Mall in Linwood, mm-hmm. and Bellis Fair Mall in Bellingham.
Correct.
So I did a quick Google search just to find out some general quick numbers for cost of living in Tukwila. So according to Google, to afford one single person to live in Tukwila, they would have to make at least $25.75 an hour.
And that's one person, no family, and nothing wrong
right.
could happen.
No kids, no dependents, one singular person. And then I went and pulled up our Macy's contract to see what their wage scale is.
Right.
To see what they get paid. Just at a quick glance, it looks like they generally start people out $13 to $14 and some change an hour. The absolute most, like the highest number that I see,
wasn't it 21, 27?
21, 27. They would have to be on step six. So generally six plus years of experience, mm-hmm. right? To make $21.27 an hour. So we're right there. We're not even meeting the minimum for one person to live in Tukwila.
Mm-mm. No. And I did a search for an example, an apartment in SeaTac, which I know isn't far from Tukwila, but a one bedroom apartment at 640 square feet is $1,495 to $1,670. And that doesn't even include like a $950 deposit. So you don't even make three times the amount you would need to make in order to qualify for this apartment.
Jeez. Right?
That's scary. Really scary.
Yeah. And most of the people that I spoke to when they were walking out on strike on Black Friday have kids. They mm-hmm. have people depending on them.
My name is Christine Limiles, and I work at Fine Jewelry for more than 5 years now, and I'm joining the strike so we could get a fair contract and we can get better wages so we could support our family. So like right now, I mean, if you go to a fast food restaurant, one meal is like $20. A family of four or five, it'll like cost you $100 for one meal. So we just want better salary, better, you know, that we could support our family. And we can have better life. And we love working at Macy's. We just wanna, you know, get paid better. While we're on strike, we're asking the customer to support us so we could have a better contract for ourselves and our family and for everybody else, like the colleague also.
If you have a family of four, according to Google, to live in Tukwila, you would pay upwards of $5,558 in rent and utilities, food and transport. You have to make quite a bit of money to make that work.
That's insane.
Yeah. Kat agrees. That's right. So a single person, monthly salary after tax, would have to make $4,644 a month to live in Tukwila.
Yeah.
And talk about a struggle. No wonder they're so angry.
Yeah.
I would be angry.
I would be angry.
And the only thing Macy's is really offering in the new contract is a 50-cent pay increase. 50 cents isn't enough.
That's really sad.
And they've been at the bargaining table constantly trying to negotiate something better. Macy's just wasn't budging on anything. They weren't being reasonable. So they finally decided to go on strike on Black Friday mm-hmm. for 3 days.
I remember that.
Yeah. And so a lot of the audio clips that you guys are going to hear in this episode are from that strike. And they were striking for just those three things: livable wages, safety, and to keep their MLK holiday.
Seems pretty basic to me.
Right? Not asking for a whole lot there.
Mm-mm.
Hola, buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Fabiola López, organizadora de la comunidad con la Unión UFCW 3000. Hoy estamos en huelga contra Macy's porque no estaba negociando en buena fe, ha violado las leyes laborales por tratar de intimidar a una persona del equipo de negociaciones. También por razones de seguridad, Macy's no ha puesto bastante seguridad contra el robo en las tiendas y por sueldos que sean justos para poder vivir en el estado de Washington. Ahorita el Macy's ha ganado 1.43 billones a 1.7 billones en los últimos 2 años. Estamos en huelga contra las tiendas de South Center, Alderwood y Bellingham.
Okay, my name is Yazaret Medina. I've been with Macy's since 2014, and I'm a merchandiser. And I'm here to support my people, and we could get a fair raise.
And if you want to say something in Spanish, I'm assuming.
Mi nombre es Yazaret Medina, y estamos aquí con la strike de Macy's, con la gente que ocupa la ayuda. Estamos todos aquí tratando de ayudarnos para agarrar un buen salario que todos ocupamos.
Thank you so much.
And a lot of our workers mentioned that they just don't feel safe working there. They can't call 911. Security isn't readily available when they're needed all the time.
And then it sounds like they're getting backlash if they do reach out for any kind of help.
Exactly.
Emergent help.
And you shouldn't feel that way. I mean, especially if it's a customer who falls in the parking lot or just needs an emergent help, you should be able to call 911 without hesitating and without worrying about whether or not you're going to be fired. So fast forward to after we went on strike on Black Friday.
Okay.
They sat down at the bargaining table on January 9th, hoping that Macy's would come to the table with something reasonable, right?
Mm-hmm. Fair assumption.
Yep. Holidays are over. We went on strike. We've shown you enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a livable wage scale.
Okay.
Right, what do you think happened?
I don't... Did they just stick up the middle finger?
Pretty much. They instead, as a way of... To me, it sounded like they were retaliating when they decided to give an offer that was less than what they gave before, which is called recessive bargaining.
Recessive bargaining.
Right? You want to cover recessive bargaining for those who don't know what recessive bargaining means?
Wow. Yeah. I think a lot of people are going to be blown away with what this means.
Yeah.
So essentially it just means like, okay, we came to the table with this amount. Now we're back. We're going to give you less because now As punishment. Yeah, we're retaliating against you. And without actually saying it, but clearly they just stuck their middle finger up and said, take it or leave it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, and you can't do that. You can't take things back once you've put them out on the table. Once they're out on the table and they're being offered, that's it. They're on the table. They stay there.
Yep.
So that bargaining can move forward in the hopes of meeting in the middle
mm-hmm.
and getting a good contract. So our response to that, and I love this, is we went on an open-ended strike. So open-ended strike, for those who don't know, means that rather than the previous strike where we said, hey, we're going on strike for 3 days, and this is when we start, we're going on strike until you actually negotiate a good contract with us. We're on strike until then. However long it takes, we are on strike. One thing I do want to be very clear on, the location that is on an open-ended strike is South Center Mall in Tukwila. The other two Macy's locations are not currently on strike. It doesn't mean that they can't join in at a later date, but currently, as of today, it's just the South Center location.
Okay. Seems like that one would be the busiest one because of the location.
Right? I would think so.
Crazy.
Hopefully, the other two locations don't have to join.
Right.
And it doesn't become necessary in that they just come to the table with a good contract.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a cool thing that I learned recently. Retail workers can strike at any time without giving an employer advance notice, which is different for healthcare. It's required in healthcare.
Yes.
And the reason why it is required for healthcare is due to the obvious, so that hospitals and clinics can provide necessary and emergent care for patients.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's healthcare. Retail workers don't have to follow that rule. They can go on strike at any time. So we utilized that and we did. We went on strike. Guess what day we went on strike on? MLK.
Okay. Yep. I'm like, hang on a minute. What day?
You want to take our holiday from us? Fine. We're going to go on an open-ended strike on MLK Day.
Yeah, my name's Dimitri. I've worked for Macy's for 16 years. I got people that's worked here for just as long as me, and minimum wage is higher now, and Macy's doesn't want to pay people what they should be paid. We got rats, we got roaches, you know, trying to take away MLK Day. I'm black, you know, like what is that? Like, that's the racist thing that Macy's could do. So, you know, I'm out here. It needs to be better. That's it. It just needs to be better.
That's crazy.
So the Macy's in Tukwila are currently in an open-ended unfair labor practice strike, and they're going to continue striking until we get a good contract.
Wow. How has Macy's been affected by this?
I would love to know. I can't imagine that their sales have gone up since they've gone on strike.
Right.
It has to have a negative impact on them.
Right.
Which,
I'm just curious.
Which isn't necessarily the goal. It's not like we want to take down the company. We just want to show that it's not okay what they're doing and what they're paying, and it's not enough, and they need to make changes. That's the whole point.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Hi, my name is Barbara Gentile, and I've worked at Macy's for 15 years now, and I've worked in several different departments of the store. The reason that I'm going to be striking is I feel it is totally unfair that corporate is able to give his shareholders a big comeback and nothing to us. We love our management team here in Alderwood. However, it's with corporate that our grief is. We are here during the pandemic when no other stores were open. We were here greeting our customers. People were really, really happy when they first came back from the pandemic. Then they got cranky, and we're still here. We have new hires that are coming on that have a better incentive than we do as associates that have been here for a longer period of time. It's unjust. This country was based on unions, and it has to continue to be on unions so that big corporations don't get a monopoly on our products, and that they do. The sweat shops are long gone. Let's stop, Macy's.
My name is Venus Meneses, and I have worked here at Macy's. It's going to be almost 3 years. And with the strike, I'm kind of wanting to join it. It's for the equal labor opportunity for everybody, you know, getting paid equally, or the same page for each one. Because I have worked here for almost 3 years, and I have noticed that some of the new employees that are working now are getting paid more than I do, which, you know, I mean, it's just probably because, you know, that's how it is, right? But it's just not fair for us that have been here longer with them, and to the fact that, you know, we have put in a lot of our time working here in this company. And I'm only working here as a part-time or flex, but I do enjoy, I love working here at Macy's because I dedicate myself working with customer, and I love what I do here at Macy's. The only problem is that I actually don't really get paid enough for being here as well. Well, my message is, I don't know, maybe they could talk to support us, you know, for what we are doing, because we just want to be a have a fair, you know, please don't cross our line.
The picket line?
The picket line, yes. Just, yeah, because we're doing our job.
That's fascinating that they didn't have to, right? Yeah. I thought that was the coolest thing to learn ever.
They don't have to give notice. They can just go.
Mm-hmm. Retail is different than healthcare.
That blows my mind.
I had the same reaction. That's why I saved this and I didn't tell you before we recorded, because I wanted a genuine reaction.
Yeah, no, straight up. It's like, that's fascinating. So honestly, now looking back,
mm-hmm.
they've negotiated. They've actually gone like a route like we would have it in healthcare. Like we went to the table with good faith. We went to this. We went to this. Guess what? Now we're going to go on strike.
Yeah.
They didn't have to give notice.
Exactly.
They did. Do you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
It was like a courtesy.
Mm-hmm. That shows a lot
right?
from our, you know, local 3000 unit and our members, how much they actually respect their job.
Yeah. And a lot of the members said that. They specifically said, it's not that I don't enjoy what I do. I love what I do.
Right.
I love where I work. I want to continue working here and doing my job. I just need to also be able to take care of my family.
Yeah, and the people that you've actually talked to have been there beyond 3 years.
Yes.
We're talking some 20.
Right.
You know, so it's not like somebody that's just coming in and going.
Yeah, and wouldn't you want to keep those workers? Wouldn't those workers who have been there 5, 10, 15, 20 plus years, those are the best workers to have. They know the industry. They know how the ins and outs of everything. They can probably do almost every job that's necessary mm-hmm. to make things work and cover if there's a sick call or something. But also you have that knowledge base that is just so important. And we talk about it all the time in healthcare, how necessary it is to have that knowledge base. But it's just as important in retail. If we go in looking to buy something specific, but we don't know a lot about it, our first reaction is to go ask an employee and ask them questions. And we expect them to have the answer.
Mm-hmm. We do.
We do. And Macy's needs to work to retain those employees. Retention is so key to a successful business.
Any business.
And meeting customer needs.
Exactly.
You don't, you know, one of the members said, you don't get that online, and she's right.
So my name's Lisa Lewick, and I've been here at Alderwood Macy's for almost 16 years, and I'm part of the bargaining committee as well as a shop steward. And in our negotiations, Macy's management told us that we were not essential, yet we were brought back after 3 months because we are essential. They said, because we only sold shoes, shirts, and sheets. Well, that's pretty essential to me. So one of the things we need are asking for is a longevity bonus for those of us who've been here for quite a while. So when I go into this store and shop for sheets, I go to find the person who's been here the longest so that I can get the very best value, you know, so I don't have to bring it back. You can't do that if you shop online. And so that's why we feel that a longevity bonus is really to Macy's and our benefit.
Madison Reeves.
Karina Romero. I do want to talk about working during COVID because a lot of us came back, left our families at home, risked our health, their health. We came in here, you know, with the stress of having to wear a mask in here at all times, sanitizing the counters every day, because I do work in cosmetics. So we were sanitizing the counters, always wiping the tables down and everything. So we risked our health to come here and work for the executives to be home remotely, you know, behind their screen, telling us what to do and telling us everything while they were safe at home getting, you know, their bonuses from us working hard, risking our lives, our health every day. So 50 cents isn't, you know, going to justify all that we've endured through COVID and helping them make their quarterly numbers. So I just won't settle for that.
Yeah, agreed.
And you were pregnant.
And I was pregnant and still came back and worked. And we're just not being compensated. We're being told we're not essential. Then why were we here working if you're not essential? So,
yeah.
Hi, my name is Matt Striegel, and I'm with Organized Workers for Labor Solidarity, which is a caucus of people in unions, many unions, across many race and generation and gender lines. And we're out here because we know that unless we stand together as working people, and really, we got to be really serious with this stuff. I've shopped at Macy's Bargains for a lot too long, I hate to say. But I have to say, I think we really should just boycott the store. And that's, I'm not a representative of UFCW 3000. So I can just say, as a community member and a unionist, I think that's what we need to do. So congratulations for everybody standing up. And I'm not spending anything at Macy's. And I'm telling everybody I know.
Yeah, so my name's Alyssa Kahn. I have been working with UFCW for 5 years. And, oh, thank you. I'm out here making sure that Macy's workers feel supported and that we make sure that Macy's knows that they need to be treating their workers like human beings.
Yep. My name is Hazel Pemberton. I'm a longshoreman with Local 19, ILWU Local 19. And I'm out here with our fellow young workers to support the Macy's workers because an injury to one is an injury to all.
I'm Michelle Tribble. I work in membership services for UFCW 3000. And I was raised in a union household with my grandfather being an operating engineer, my dad being a Teamsters, and my mom being a UFCW member and worker. And now I have been in UFCW going on 16 years, and I'm happy to be out here today and support them and their families for a good contract, fair contract, and a safe workplace.
Hi there, I'm a past UFCW union president, and I'm out here today to support Macy's workers for a fair contract.
Thank you.
If you have any questions or you want to know more about our union, go to our website at ufcw3000.org. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, and thank you for listening. Have a fabulous day.